In closing, coming up, we have next week Precious Metals Market Report. A great deal to talk about. We're going to talk about what I talked about tonight with the big drop and answer lots of questions. And I want Franklin to give you a detailed report on the physical market. We're also going to play Larry Pratt's pre-record on the status of gun control. Lots of good news there, and Franklin and I are going to discuss that and how it relates to what we're seeing in the financial markets. April 18th, Chuck Gibson, Equity Markets Overview. We'll be talking about where will the bond market go. The concern of anybody who has any participation in the equity markets, whether you're an investment advisor or you're an investor, is there is a long history of the markets always returning to the mean. And if they return to the mean, then they have a ways to drop from where they are now. However, the question that needs to be asked and what we're going to be talking about on April 18th is for the last two, 3 decades, we have printed and created an enormous amount of cash and fixed income investments. We've been printing. That money has stayed in the bond and fixed income markets. Where is it going to go, particularly if interest rates go up, and what will that mean to the equity markets? Very important question. And then on April 25th, this is not for everybody. John Rappaport and I will be, John has become deeply interested in the story of Hamilton Securities Group and the litigation I experienced in the 90s. And so we've agreed to do a Solaria report where we talk in detail about what happened and what that means to the key issues facing the transition that's going on in the U.S. housing markets today. And I think as you watch the institutional purchasing and the sort of different manipulations in the real estate market, it may be useful background if that's an area that you're interested. So until next week with Franklin Sanders on Precious Metals, please remember, don't worry about whether or not there is a conspiracy. If you're not in a conspiracy, then you need to start one. Ladies and gentlemen, good night and good luck.